During the Right Rug Flooring Anniversary Sale, we're celebrating 91 years of the guaranteed lowest prices with beautiful carpet with a lifetime stain warranty starting at $219 a square foot installed with pad. And luxury vinyl starts at $399 a square foot installed. Unbeatable prices and 24-month special financing available with approved credit. Schedule a free in-home appointment with our flooring experts at RITERUG.com. Right Rug Flooring's Anniversary Sale. Right.
It's almost Election Day, Central Ohio, and your voice matters. On Tuesday, November 4th, COTA is making it easier to get to the polls with free rides all day long on all services. No fare, no hassle. Just hop on board on Tuesday, November 4th for an easy way to cast your vote. Whether you're taking the bus, COTA Mainstream, or COTA Plus, your ride is on us. Let's roll to the polls together. Plan your trip on the transit app or at COTA.com.
SportsGrid.com. Betting insights and entertainment at your fingertips 24/7 as our team covers the most important topics in sports wagering. Real-time odds, predictive betting models, expert picks, and more. Want the edge? Then get on the grid. SportsGrid.com.
Welcome to Fantasy Sports today as we close out this week in style. Craig Mish, along with Davis Maddock, we got you for the full hour here on the show. Looking forward to discussing some NBA topics. Of course, the fantasy baseball season, now a couple of weeks old. We'll bring in Gray Albright to discuss that as well. But nonetheless, Davis, an incredible comeback last night in the NBA. The Minnesota Timberwolves looked like they were going to have full control of the seven-game series last night, and instead, I don't know how they come back from this one against the Memphis Grizzlies.
Well, Karl-Anthony Towns took four shots in that game. The Timberwolves scored 9 points in the fourth quarter against the Memphis Grizzlies. You know, all credit to the Grizzlies, of course, but, you know, I to me, it's more of a failure of the Timberwolves. I mean, of course, you know, the Grizzlies had to play well and do their thing. Chris Finch doesn't call a timeout during that entire run that the Memphis Grizzlies are making. Karl-Anthony Towns not making buckets. Anthony Edwards not making buckets. D'Angelo Russell kind of just fading into the background. Apparently, Pat Beverly was the only one ready for the moment. Unfortunately, Pat Beverly just missed all of the shots that he was taking while the Grizzlies were making that comeback. But, yeah, I mean, I just woke up this morning just really, really out on the Timberwolves. I mean, it was not a fun performance to watch.
Yeah, and I think that's, you know, like a series changer when something like that happens. And look, there's a chance, I think, that Minnesota may be better than Memphis, but I personally don't think that there's going to be a lot of coming back from that. Regardless, let's get to our headlines here on the show. We have plenty to get to here on this Friday. Of course, naturally, we are chasing Miguel Cabrera, his 3,000th hit. I finally got a fantasy reality correct. He did not get his 3,000th hit yesterday. My goodness. I think he gets it tonight, by the way. Okay, here we go. Grizzlies overcome a 26-point third-quarter deficit. We just talked about that to win Game 3. How about Jalen Brunson, the way he's playing right now without Luka? Big night for him. Mavericks 2-1 series lead. Red Sox manager Alex Cora tests positive for COVID, probably going to be out for a few days. Steven Stamkos, by the way, broke the Lightning franchise record for career points held by Martin St. Louis of 953 points. Of course, the NHL Stanley Cup playoffs are coming up next week. Looking forward to that as well. Davis, also a fun night in Major League Baseball. I had a chance to go to another game last night and watch the Marlins, of course, take on the St. Louis Cardinals, and Jazz Chisholm Jr., boy, lightning rod for, like, seems like every single game. I don't know that Davis, in doing this for as long as I've been doing it, I've ever covered a player this closely that has just basically had something happen every single night, whether he's playing or whether he's not playing, to talk about. But my gosh, like, another home run for him yesterday. He's now leading off for the Marlins, and I know that that's what a lot of fantasy owners were hoping that he would be at the beginning of the season.
Yeah, you know, I am glad that that Don Mattingly and Jazz Chisholm have been able to work through whatever it is that they don't see eye to eye on, because it is, you know, it's managerial mispractice to have Jazz Chisholm batting ninth, you know, having him bat behind Joey Wendell and Jacob Stallings and Miguel Rojas. It's like, if you want to win, baseball games, you gotta put him at the top of the order. He is probably the, I would say the second best hitter on the Marlins. You know, Jorge Soler is probably the best hitter, and we'll see what Jesus Sanchez becomes. You know, but not only did we have a very disappointing loss from the Minnesota Timberwolves, but the Jazz era, it's over, right? Mm-hmm. They're not coming back. Rudy's gone, Conley's gone, maybe Mitchell is gone. I mean, we'll see if he and his agent are just like, yeah, we're out of here, and the Jazz might just have to press the reset button. I was thinking, you know, the Timberwolves, like, I don't know how you not only do I not know how you come back from that in a series, I don't know how you come back from that as a team. So I was just thinking, well, Karl Anthony Towns and Rudy Gobert's money matches up. Why don't we just flip-flop them for each other, right? The Jazz need a center who can score so that Donovan doesn't have to do it all on his own. And the Timberwolves don't need a center who can score because they already have Anthony Edwards and D'Angelo Russell. Why don't we just, you know, just cycle the disappointment around and just switch those two guys for each other? But, yeah, rest in peace to the Rudy Gobert-Donovan Mitchell era with the Jazz, because we're about to see the last two games of them ever as teammates.
Yeah, I would say that in our NBA playoffs, you know, our picks, your opinions, my opinions have very much been up and down. But that probably was your best call, I would say, going into this, that that Dallas had a really good shot to win the series. And I got to be honest with you at this point, if you're Jason Kidd, I mean, Davis, are you even playing Luka next game? Like, I mean, you have a 2-1 series lead. Like, don't you probably sit him one more game? And then if you're tied, you bring him back for game five? Because, I mean, Dallas has a legit shot to, I think, win the series, right?
Oh, 100%. You at least let it roll for another game, right? You at least let Brunson and Dinwiddie do their thing for one more game, because it's like, they're not even, it's just let the Jazz beat themselves. Let them self-immolate. Will you just run your sets and do your thing? Especially because the injury that Doncic has, he could make it worse. You know, it's a calf strain, which if you step on it wrong, you're going to make it.
During the Right Rug Flooring Anniversary Sale, we're celebrating 91 years of the guaranteed lowest prices, with beautiful carpet with a lifetime stain warranty starting at $219 a square foot installed with pad. And luxury vinyl starts at $399 a square foot installed. Unbeatable prices and 24-month special financing available with approved credit. Schedule a free in-home appointment with our flooring experts at RITERUG.com. Right Rug Flooring's Anniversary Sale.
Right.
It's almost Election Day, Central Ohio, and your voice matters. On Tuesday, November 4th, COTA is making it easier to get to the polls with free rides all day long on all services. No fare, no hassle. Just hop on board on Tuesday, November 4th for an easy way to cast your vote. Whether you're taking the bus, COTA Mainstream, or COTA Plus, your ride is on us. Let's roll to the polls together. Plan your trip on the transit app or at coda.com.
Cleveland is where the urban meets the outdoors, where cultural celebrations meet rabid sports fans meet the symphony, where nobody goes hungry and everybody loves music. Fueled by passion, we are the land for life. From rich history to hidden gems, the Legends of the Land podcast shares the real stories from real Clevelanders that shape the city. From iconic chefs to grassroots changemakers, sports heroes to creative visionaries, learn why living all out is in Cleveland's DNA. Go to thisiscle.com/podcast.
Worse. Yeah. So I think let Luka rest as much as you can.
And then we're going to review the three games tonight in the NBA. We got a preview of those coming up. We're going to set some DFS lineups as well. And coming up next on the show, we've got Gray Albright from Razzball. He's going to join us live. We're going to go over the April standouts in fantasy baseball, get Gray's perspective from a lot of the people in, of course, his chat rooms and everything happening over at Razzball. Should we be buying or selling the hot starts from three players in baseball? We'll have it next. Stay on the grid.
SportsGrid.com. Betting insights and entertainment at your fingertips 24/7 as our team covers the most important topics in sports wagering. Real-time odds, predictive betting models, expert picks, and more. Want the edge? Then get on the grid. SportsGrid.com.
Welcome back to Fantasy Sports Today here on Sports Grid. We go down a dangerous road each and every Friday by inviting Gray Albright of Razzball.com to come on the show. You never quite know which way it's going to go. I have a feeling, though, that it'll be fun this week because we get to talk about a couple of players I know that Gray actually liked going into the season. Nonetheless, they're off to hot starts. And Gray, one of the preeminent fantasy baseball season-long players in the industry, and we thought we would get his thoughts on the first couple weeks of the season. Gray, it is great to have you here on the show and talk some fantasy baseball. What's going on?
Hey there, Craig. What's going on, man? It's good to see you. It's good to be here.
Yeah, for sure. Before we get into the players, a couple weeks in here, seems like home runs are down a little bit. Nobody knows quite how, where, why, or who. You know, team construction at this point in fantasy baseball, it's got to have a few people nervous, I would think. You know, my gosh, I drafted all these mashers. All these guys are going to hit all these home runs. And yet it looks like, oh, maybe I should have done the pitching route because the pitchers are the ones that you really need to have this season. I think this probably normalizes, but it's always tenuous when the data comes in after the first couple of weeks.
Yeah, no, completely. It was like in during the draft, you're like, well, I got Giancarlo, Aaron Judge, Joey Gallo. I don't really need any more power. I'm good. Yeah. And then you get one homer from all of them. I mean, I do think this probably does normalize. The problem is that, I think the problem is across the board that, you know, the homers are down. But I think in the on the other side of the coin, and you know, positively, there's no one in your league doing that well in power. So It's kind of like everyone has the same issue. So really, it's like if everyone's down, it's like everyone's problem, really. So it's not like it's a your problem; it's an everyone problem.
Yeah, and I think that's a fair assessment. It just, you know, remains to be seen how things can change. Well, going into the 2021 fantasy baseball draft season, Gray, one of the names in terms of acquisitions that everybody wanted, I remember I had him on my team last year, was CJ Crone. And now, look, Crone did not have a bad year with Colorado by any means, but he also did not get off to the start that he's gotten off to this season. This sort of reminds me, Gray, of when Trevor Story was a Rocky for the first time, 333. Six home runs, 16 runs driven in, and he simply put, Gray, he's like the one player that's been able to take advantage of altitude and also has been hitting some home runs on the road as well. Six home runs for CJ Crone. Gray, do you think that we're going to get the Crone season that we thought we were getting of 2021, which is like, I don't know, 40 home runs, 100 runs driven in? Or do you think in the end kind of just goes back to the numbers we saw last year?
You know, I'm on here for fantasy season long, but I did want to say that during the preseason, I made a prop bet for CJ Crone to lead the major leagues in homers. So From your mouth to God's ears, I really hope he does continue doing what he's been doing. Now, whether he does it as well as he's been doing, you know, that seems like it's a far long shot. Even the bet I made is a longer shot for him to continue keeping up. Like, his expected batting average right now is .332. That's crazy. He's a .245 hitter. For him to be hitting the ball as hard as he's been hitting, and like the expected slugging right now is .761. I mean, he's in the top 5%. Across all players for the major leagues in just about every category you want to see. I really doubt that stays like where it is right now. His walks are way down. His K's are up from last year. Coors helps a lot. So it's not like I don't see him bottoming out, but I also picture him more as like a homer or nothing guy. So for him to be hitting as well as he's hitting right now, I think that sort of like goes by the wayside, and maybe he becomes like, you know, the 35 homer, 245, 250 hitter we thought we were going to get, which is totally fine. I mean, that's what you drafted him for. So I think you should be happy with CJ Crone, but I wouldn't expect an MVP type year.
Yeah, and I think that any smart fantasy player at this point is in a holding pattern right now because they want to see what's going to happen as the weather gets warmer or more home runs going to come in. And it's like selling high 2 weeks in on a player that's probably leading your team in home runs is not the smartest thing to do, probably not the smartest thing to keep him either. We just don't know. The data is not complete. Let's do one more hitter, and then I want to talk about a pitcher. I want to go to the San Diego Padres here, skip ahead a little bit, and talk about Jurickson Profar, who's also off to a surprising start. He's gotten a lot of love from his manager. It seems like he's playing more than people would have expected. Now, 10 years ago, Gray, remember Jurickson Profar, well, best prospect of all time. He's going to be the next Josh Hamilton. He's going to be unbelievable. Look, he's carved out a great career for himself. He's going to be a 10-year veteran. He's going to get that pension. It's going to be amazing. But we just haven't talked about him in fantasy, I don't know, in like 5 years. Any reason to believe what we've seen in the early part of the season is legit with him?
Yeah, I mean, I was expecting, so you said we were going to talk about Jurickson Profar. So I looked at his stats prior to the show, and I was expecting him to like seem completely off the charts for everything he was doing. And his BABIP right now, so his balls average in play is like 214 right now. So his BABIP is so low that he's hitting 256 as of the recording of this. So it's like he essentially is getting unlucky and hitting 256. So that means his launch angle has really dramatically changed. He looks like a new hitter, to be honest. Like his launch angle is down. He's hitting the ball really hard. His hard hit percentage is over 40%. He's barreling at almost 13%. He's hitting the ball hard everywhere. Now, whether he can continue it, that seems like a long shot again, because like his whole career, he's sort of always like fallen into this pattern of being like a 225, 230 hitter. So more than likely, I doubt it, but I would actually be buying, if someone thought they were selling high right now with Jurickson Profar, I would look to buy, because I think everyone just sort of stepped in it with him because they're like, oh, well, you know, I don't even know if he's going to have playing time when you're drafting him in March. You don't know what you're getting from Profar. You could be getting like a 9-hole hitter. You could be getting a platoon guy. You're probably only going after him in really deep leagues. So then in like a shallower league, if you can get him and then you have like, okay, you know, if you're selling high, I don't know if you are selling high. I think you might be able to get something from Profar the whole year. It'll be interesting to see if he can keep it up.
Yeah, let's monitor this as we go with Gray Albright here from Razzball. Let's end with Logan Gilbert of the Seattle Mariners. Pablo Lopez passed him in terms of ERA. So now Lopez is number one in Major League Baseball in ERA. Number two is Logan Gilbert with a .54 earned run average. We're not silly enough to believe that this is going to be sustainable for the whole season, but let's be honest. I mean, great. You know, Paxton, Felix Hernandez, they have had these guys in the past in Seattle that have all of a sudden just became frontline starters. Is Gilbert one of those?
Yeah, no, I think Gilbert is a guy I really liked in the preseason. I still really love him because he's a guy who has such quality command. Like he can possibly have like around a 1.5 walk per nine. If he can do that, he really only needs like an 8.5 to 9 K per nine. So, I mean, we're talking about, you know, it's pretty much common sense. If you think about it, if you're not walking guys and you're striking out guys, you're going to have good success. And right now, Logan Gilbert is doing exactly that. He looks fantastic.
All right. So we're buying on Gilbert. We're definitely holding, maybe buying on Profar. And we're sort of selling a little on CJ Cron that he can't keep it up.
During the Right Rug Flooring Anniversary Sale, we're celebrating 91 years of the guaranteed lowest prices. With beautiful carpet with a lifetime stain warranty starting at $219 a square foot installed with pad. And luxury vinyl starts at $399 a square foot installed. Unbeatable prices and 24-month special financing available with approved credit. Schedule a free in-home appointment with our flooring experts at RITERUG.com. Right Rug Flooring's Anniversary Sale.
It's almost Election Day, Central Ohio, and your voice matters. On Tuesday, November 4th, COTA is making it easier to get to the polls with free rides all day long on all services. No fare, no hassle. Just hop on board on Tuesday, November 4th for an easy way to cast your vote. Whether you're taking the bus, COTA Mainstream, or COTA Plus, your ride is on us. Let's roll to the polls together. Plan your trip on the Transit app or at COTA.com.
Cleveland is where the urban meets the outdoors, where cultural celebrations meet rabid sports fans meet the symphony, where nobody goes hungry and everybody loves music. Fueled by passion, we are the land for life. From rich history to hidden gems, The Legends of the Land podcast shares the real stories from real Clevelanders that shaped the city. From iconic chefs to grassroots changemakers, sports heroes to creative visionaries, learn why living all out is in Cleveland's DNA. Go to thisisCLE.com/podcast.
Somebody's crazy and wants to make a great offer, Gray says pull the trigger there. Also check out Razzball.com, the Streaminator. Great chat going back and forth all the time with Gray on Twitter at Razzball. Gray, thank you for joining us once again this week. We'll check in with you as we wrap up the month of April next week.
All right, ladies.
All right, Gray Albright with us here on Fantasy Sports Today. Getting you ready for the NBA DFS lineup. Davis joins us back next. Stay on the grid.
SportsGrid.com. Betting insights and entertainment at your fingertips 24/7 as our team covers the most important topics in sports wagering. Real-time odds, predictive betting models, expert picks, and more. Want the edge? Then get on the grid. SportsGrid.com.
Welcome back to Fantasy Sports Today as we continue on with our three-game NBA slate. We got a few more days of doing this, so let's enjoy it while we can. Of course, the game that I'll be watching tonight, Davis, is between Atlanta and Miami with the Heat going on the road to play the Hawks. I was really surprised to see the point spread in that game. It looks like the Heat was -3, but they're down to like -1. I suppose there's like injury-related things that we'll be getting into here. And then naturally, I mean, who would have thought this, but Phoenix is only 2-point favorites tonight at New Orleans. So potentially at least we could have, I would think at the very least, two close games tonight in the NBA.
Yeah, I wouldn't really be surprised to see all of these games being competitive. We have injuries for every team at this point. Devin Booker seems like he might miss the rest of this series with this hamstring injury for the Phoenix Suns. The Milwaukee Bucks are going to be without George Hill and Chris Middleton. The Middleton injury probably a little bit bigger than the George Hill injury, but that we don't know if Middleton is even going to be able to return for these playoffs at all. Atlanta is dealing with some injuries. Clint Capella is not going to be able to play for them. And then there is a host of guys for the Miami Heat who are questionable. Bam Adebayo suffered a quad injury. PJ Tucker has a thigh injury, and their backup point guard, Gabe Vincent, is questionable for this game as well with a toe injury. So, you know, we're about 10 days into the NBA playoffs, and we have, a host of guys who are maybe not ready to go, which I think makes the series a little bit more interesting and definitely makes the DFS slates a little bit more interesting.
Yeah, no, and look, with the way that the Heat got up 2-0 on Atlanta, you wonder if they would play these guys tonight, Herb Davis. I don't know the answer to that. They were fairly dominant in the first two games. All right, let's take a look at the DFS slate. So some of this is reacting clearly to the injuries, and we'll go over it here. And this is, by the way, courtesy of DailyRoto.com, which is completely free for any of you that want to sign up for DFS advice and get Davis's picks in terms of who to start. So get out your DraftKings app. Here's who we got. Chris Paul, clearly one-man show, could be tonight for him in Phoenix. He is 8,900. Brandon Ingram is the highest-priced player on Davis's slate here. He is 9,000. Cam Johnson at 4,700. John Collins for the Hawks. They'll need him in a big way tonight, that's for sure, 5,900. And then I'm not going to try to pronounce the center's name that you're going with tonight here, and he's priced at 4,500. I'll let you handle that.
Yep. So I think Onyeka Okongwu is going to be starting at center for the Atlanta Hawks side. He's actually played a decent role in these first two games anyways. John Collins was not able to play in the first game, so Okongwu played 21 minutes in that game. Then Capella got injured in game two against the Miami Heat, so he played 19 minutes. I think he'll probably be closer to 24, 25 minutes tonight, depending on how small the team wants to get. But on the, the converse, no Clint Capella, that means that John Collins is going to need to be playing center. And he looked pretty good in game two, played 29 minutes, had 13 points, 10 rebounds, pretty strong game from him. Think he just looks a little bit underpriced. I think Cameron Johnson is going to see a meaningful increase in both his playing time and his usage with Devin Booker out of the lineup. He played 26 minutes in game two. That was the game that Devin Booker got injured in. Think he will probably be closer to 29 or 30 minutes tonight. And just think he's got a good price tag sitting there at 4,700. Brandon Ingram has been phenomenal in these playoffs. He had 37 points, 9 assists, and 11 rebounds in the game to win on the 19th. And he was decent in the first game as well, but the Pelicans were just not as competitive there. He's going to be playing 39 or 40 minutes. And then, of course, the series is getting tight. You know, there's no room to be playing around for the Phoenix Suns. So I think we should see heavy minutes for Chris Paul here. I mean, maybe if they are, you know, if they get to a commanding lead or something like that, or if they're down 18 points heading into the fourth quarter, maybe they save Chris Paul for another night. But he's played 35 and 36 minutes in back-to-back games. He's probably the best play on the board with Devin Booker out here for the Phoenix Suns.
Yeah, it doesn't seem like a huge adjustment on his price either, by the way. So I definitely like that one too. And look, you know, sometimes when these things happen, and I think that maybe Memphis, Minnesota is an example of that, where, you know, Minnesota sort of steals the first game, looks like they're going to win the third, and then all of a sudden things fall apart. I think Phoenix is in a different situation without Booker. So we will see what happens in this series with New Orleans, no doubt. This could end up being way more competitive than we anticipated.
For sure.
All right, final three players here on the DraftKings slate. Here we go. Campaign, he is priced at $4,500 tonight. Grayson Allen, yuck, no one likes him. $4,400 he is priced at. And then Drew Holiday, clearly with Milwaukee, they're going to need some extra scoring. So I'm guessing that's the reason why he's in your lineup tonight.
Yep, we have Campaign, who is going to be starting next to Devin Booker in the lineup. I mean, I guess maybe, I don't think that the Phoenix Suns will do this, but possibly they would just opt to start Chris Paul and then three of their wing players, so they could start Cameron Johnson, Bridges, and, you know, maybe Shamet or something like that. So they go with three wings, Chris Paul and DeAndre. I don't think they're going to do that, but they could possibly do that. But I think Campaign should see at least 25, 26 minutes in this game, and he could see even more. You know, if he's playing well, I could see him playing 34 minutes in this game. They obviously have to replace a huge part of their rotation with Devin Booker. I would imagine that Grayson Allen is going to get the start at small forward for Chris Middleton. There are a couple different directions, you know, very similarly. The Milwaukee Bucks could go, they could start Bobby Portis and Brooke Lopez together. They could start Pat Connaughton. They could start Wesley Matthews. They could start Jordan Nwora, you know, because Giannis can play any position. Giannis can be your point guard. Giannis can be your small forward. Giannis can be your center. So it's just a matter of what Budenholzer wants to do. I'm guessing Grayson Allen is going to be the biggest beneficiary. I could be wrong. We will definitely know a little bit closer to game time. And then with no Middleton, I think we have to feel really good about Drew Holiday. He's taken 16 shots in each of their first two games. I would guess that's going to be a little bit closer to probably 20, 22 field goal attempts for Drew Holiday in this game. I thought he was really good in game one, was not as good in game two when they ended up losing. And this series, by the way, much more competitive than anyone anticipated. You know, this was the series of all of them that we were looking at, like, there's just no way. There's no way for the Bulls to hang. And despite losing in game one, they have hung in both games, which is pretty interesting, because I was definitely one of those people that I was like, no way. There's just the Bulls, they don't have the defense, they don't have the firepower. And this injury, I mean, the Warriors are now favorites to win the championships because of the injury to the Suns and because of the injury to Middleton. So the last 2 days, we've seen a huge market adjustment in terms of who's favored to win the finals.
Yeah, well, I mean, Golden State up 3-0. I think they're the only team, right, in the playoffs thus far that's up 3-0. Is that correct? I'm trying to think.
Correct. Yeah, they are the only team, which is Jokic. I do really feel for him, but man, these Warriors, like, Curry's doing his thing. Jordan Poole is maybe if you think about it this way. Jordan Poole is the best ever fourth player that this iteration of the Warriors have had. So, you know, right. Well, that's not true. That's not true, because when Kevin Durant was on the team, Draymond Green was the fourth player. So those teams were so insane. Okay, he's the best ever. He's the best ever fourth player that that has been with Klay, Draymond, and Curry when you exclude Kevin Durant, obviously. But yeah, the Warriors are phenomenal.
Yeah, I mean, look, in the end, there was zero conversation of Poole being this kind of factor in October, November, December, you know? So, I mean, this is a new thing with him being this good. And the fact that they could bring Curry off the bench for one game in the series is just incredible. So, Yeah, I mean, this is the game changer for Golden State, and they should be the favorite to win. They're up 3-0, and Booker is out. I mean, it makes a lot of sense. The only thing that I would say is if you're looking for any betting value, it's all on the East at this point, because, Davis, we don't have a clue as to who may come out of the East, right? So, like, that's really where I think the value lies.
You know what? I think getting Golden State at plus money. I you know how you just kind of feel things in sports betting? Like, you kind of just feel like this is going to happen. Like, we felt about Otani last year. You know, we kind of felt some of these situations. I just feel like it's all lining up for the Warriors right now. Middleton gets hurt. Booker gets hurt. Some of these other teams that are, you know, that they're going to have to play later in the playoffs are in these rock fights, right? So they might have to play 2 7-game series, whereas the Warriors are, I mean, the Warriors are going to get a week of rest. If they win game four, they're going to be, you know, on their couch, feet up, hanging out. And by the way, Curry has come off the bench in every game in this series, and they're still doing this. Isn't that insane? Curry, his max minutes in this series against the Nuggets has been 31. And I think you could argue that Poole has actually been the best player for them in the series. But, you know, far and away, the most encouraging thing, if you were wanting to bet the Warriors on the FanDuel Sportsbook at plus 280 to win the NBA championship, is Klay Thompson looks like Klay Thompson. I mean, he's hitting 40% of his three-pointers. He's moving around. He's playing good defense. Like, the Warriors are a good team without Klay Thompson. You add, you know, a surefire first. I mean, Klay Thompson's going to be a first ballot Hall of Famer. And it's like that was their midseason acquisition at the trade deadline or whatever. I think they're phenomenal, and I'm really excited to see them. You know, I think a Bucks Warrior series, you know, Giannis against Draymond, like, I think that would be an amazing finals.
What about Boston? You don't think Boston could stop them defensively?
They're very good. Boston is very good. It's, to me, it's going to depend. If Robert Williams comes back next series and is healthy, I could see them winning a championship, yeah. But they got to get Robert Williams back. You can't play Grant Williams and Peyton Pritchard in the NBA Finals, I don't think.
Okay, well, I think that any series will go into the finals, I don't think, knowing who's going to win. That's all you can ask for, yeah, in the NBA. All right, let's take a quick time out here on the show. Coming up next, fantasy or reality, and the Sports Grid 60 will hit on Miguel's...
During the Right Rug Flooring Anniversary Sale, we're celebrating 91 years of the guaranteed lowest prices with beautiful carpet with a lifetime stain warranty starting at $219 a square foot installed with pad. And luxury vinyl starts at $399 a square foot installed. Unbeatable prices and 24-month special financing available with approved credit. Schedule a free in-home appointment with our flooring experts at RITERUG.com. Right Rug Flooring's Anniversary Sale.
It's almost Election Day, Central Ohio, and your voice matters. On Tuesday, November 4th, COTA is making it easier to get to the polls with free rides all day long on all services. No fare, no hassle. Just hop on board on Tuesday, November 4th for an easy way to cast your vote. Whether you're taking the bus, COTA Mainstream, or COTA Plus, your ride is on us. Let's roll to the polls together. Plan your trip on the Transit app or at COTA.com.
Cleveland is where the urban meets the outdoors, where cultural celebrations meet rabid sports fans meet the symphony, where nobody goes hungry and everybody loves music. Fueled by passion, we are the land for life. From rich history to hidden gems, the Legends of the Land podcast shares the real stories from real Clevelanders that shape the city. From iconic chefs to grassroots changemakers, sports heroes to creative visionaries, learn why living all out is in Cleveland's DNA. Go to thisiscle.com/podcast.
Miguel Cabrera's chase for 3,000. There was a chance that he could have actually done this yesterday, but he wasn't given that opportunity. So we will dive into that next, right here on Sports. This is Fantasy Sports Today. You're on this Friday. Don't go away.
SportsGrid.com. Betting insights and entertainment at your fingertips 24/7 as our team covers the most important topics in sports wagering. Real-time odds, predictive betting models, expert picks, and more. Want the edge? Then get on the grid. SportsGrid.com.
Welcome back to Fantasy Sports Today here on Sports Grid. Don't forget, you can follow us on Twitter simply by going to our Twitter handle, which is @SportsGrid and @SportsGridTV. for the latest news, notes, and information, and of course, picks against the spread in sports wagering. Not to mention, if you have a question for us in terms of fantasy or reality, make sure that you just ask us and tag us at SportsGrid, at SportsGrid TV. Ask us the question, fantasy reality, and we may use it on the show. Davis, not sure if you're aware, we're not going to cover it here, but we will a little bit later on Newswire, but your favorite sport of all, that is professional boxing, a big boxing match going on this weekend. Tyson Fury is actually fighting this weekend. We rarely get these big fights anymore. I know that of all the things on the schedule, USFL, NBA, Major League Baseball, hockey, soccer, you've got boxing right at the top.
Yeah, won't be there for the Fury fight. I don't know. It's like I definitely like the idea of boxing, but it's just like none of the boxers now are big enough stars and the fights are like not big enough spectacles for me to care about. I think the last boxing match I watched in its entirety was Mayweather McGregor, and that was only because I was betting on Mayweather in that fight. I don't think I've placed a wager on boxing since then either.
Yeah, well, we'll see. Big boxing match. We're going to preview it on Newswire, 2 o'clock Eastern. Make sure you are there with me in less than 2 hours from now. All right, time to kick it for some fantasy or reality. Let's go. All right, Davis, let's get started. Yesterday afternoon, it was really great theater in Detroit. I was watching this live when Miguel Cabrera came up in the bottom of the eighth inning, and the Yankees had an open base on first, and basically they decided to walk Miguel Cabrera to load the bases. The next batter was Austin Meadows. He got a hit. It didn't matter. And then the boos just came in like crazy because, of course, the fans, Davis, they're there in their afternoon. They may have taken the day off. They want to see Miguel Cabrera at least have a shot to get 3,000 hits. Of course, that did not happen. So we are on to tonight. They play against the Colorado Rockies this evening in Detroit. Fantasy or reality, though, Davis, intentionally walking someone, going for a milestone like this in history, fantasy or reality, it is bad for baseball.
Yeah, reality. This is super lame, like beyond lame. And of course, the Yankees would be the team that does this. There was a report before the game that the Tigers told the Yankees, they told their front office and told their manager that if and when Miguel Cabrera got their 3,000th hit, that they were going to stop the game. They were going to come out and they were going to, I don't know exactly what the proceedings were going to be, but it was like that they were going to come out. They were going to talk to the crowd, you know, present him with the ball, yada, yada, do this, do that. And, you know, clearly, and the Yankees were complaining about this, right? The manager was like, well, what if, you know, my pitcher, he needs to stay loose and it's going to risk injury. And like, the Yankees are so lame, right? They're so lame. Like everyone's gotta be clean shaven. We're gonna get fussy if you mess with our pitchers. Like, come on, zoom out a little bit and realize that like you get to be there to be part of the history of baseball. I thought the whole thing from the Yankee side was lame, right? Complaining about the ceremony, walking in with the open base. Like I thought it was all lame. So this is a reality. This is totally bad for baseball. I thought it was so annoying.
Yeah, see, this is tough because it was actually like the right baseball play to walk the bases. And the Yankees are struggling, like can't even hit. Like, I mean, every run is big. I think it was 1-0 at that point. And Cabrera after was like, you know, telling everybody to calm down. Inevitably, he's going to probably get it today, would be a guess. But bad for baseball, I mean, I think that's a little strong because I understand what Aaron Boone was doing. But I think that you kind of have to get the moment, I think, in this. And as a manager, I know it's hard because you're in the middle of the game and you're managing the game, but there were like 20,000 people there, Davis, and probably half of them were just there to see this guy get 3,000 hits. And you took and who knows if he would have gotten it or not, but it would have worked out for Aaron Boone if he didn't get it, you know, and then the fans wouldn't be upset. And so naturally, what happens after a game like that, Davis, at 4 o'clock Eastern in the afternoon? What are the fans doing after that game ends? They're upset. They have to go back to the box office immediately after the game, buy tickets for tomorrow night. Who knows? Maybe their kids have Little League, can't even go to the game the next day. And you're not really rewarding the fans for showing up. And it's all about the fans at this point in the end. So bad for baseball fantasy, but the situation stunk. I didn't like seeing that. I think they should have just pitched to him and just said, hey, it's one game. We're already down in this game 1-0. And let's get this guy out and then show that it didn't matter to us. They didn't do that. All right, let's go to our next fantasy reality. Pro Football Hall of Fame is going to increase their senior finalists for the next 3 years. So this naturally will put more players into the Hall of Fame for sure over the next 3 years as well, or at least give an opportunity for that. Now, Davis, the Pro Football Hall of Fame, very different than the National Baseball Hall of Fame, where they guarantee five people, humans, because they could be executives, coaches, players, going into the Hall of Fame each year. So fantasy or reality, expanding the finalists is a good idea.
So I think this is a good idea, because if you compare this to the Basketball Hall of Fame and the Major League Baseball Hall of Fame, pretty simple here. NFL rosters are twice the size of baseball rosters, right? 25 to 53 compared to the Basketball Hall of Fame. And the number of guys who have played in the NFL is far greater, far larger than basketball, than a basketball roster. And it's sort of interesting because you'll get these complaints about the NBA Hall of Fame, that too many guys get in. And depending on who you ask, either not enough people are in the Major League Baseball Hall of Fame, or too many kind of old-timey type guys are in the Major League Baseball Hall of Fame. And, you know, I guess in general, the NFL Hall of Fame, because it is, it does not have as long of the history as the Major League Baseball or as the NBA, like, you know, how many guys from the 1920s are in the NFL Hall of Fame? I don't know off the top of my head. My guess would be not that many, but I am on board and in favor of expanding the NFL Hall of Fame, because it's also kind of a different sport in terms of what types of performance we are rewarding. In baseball, you have to be good for a long time. And the NBA, you have to be good for a long time. But just kind of the way the NFL works, because it's such a physically punishing sport, it's sort of rare for, I mean, outside of like cornerbacks and maybe like linebackers and safeties, how many guys are like all pros for five or more years? I mean, not that many, right? Like, and once you lose it, you kind of lose it quick. But I think it is fair and should be the standard that we should reward guys who are like the best in the league at their position, not even close, for like 3 years. For example, DeAndre Hopkins right now, don't think he would be a Hall of Famer the way it exists right now. You know, the way the rules work, the way the voting works. He's only 30 years old. He's kind of had two down years in a row as a member of the Arizona Cardinals. But when he was in the Houston Texans, he was, other than maybe Antonio Brown, he was clearly the best wide receiver in the league and was doing so in like a not very comfortable structure. So I would like to see guys like that get rewarded. So I'm saying reality, it is a good idea.
Yeah, and you know what? You brought up a really good point. And my indictment on the Pro Football Hall of Fame is probably not fair because of the point that you brought up. I have to rethink this, because I don't like the fact that they guarantee that five get in every year. Because I think it's just like, why do we have to put players in the Hall of Fame? So that I don't agree with. But the point as far as putting more in than baseball or basketball, that's an excellent point, because there are more players on the field at all times in both sports. So I think expanding it is a fantasy for me. I'm going to say fantasy. I don't think you have to just put more in, but this definitely makes me rethink things a little bit. I don't like the guarantee part. I don't like the fact that, hey, like, if we have no one eligible, we're still putting five guys in every year. Like, that I don't get. But having more than baseball or basketball definitely is a good idea. And personally, I think Zach Thomas should have been in the Hall of Fame a long time ago. This will only help his case. So fantasy for expanding, but reality that I definitely think more should go in every year than they do in baseball and basketball. By the way, I don't think a single player in Major League Baseball is going in the National Baseball Hall of Fame this coming season here, 2022. Okay, well, Netflix put out a statement and then another statement the next day. So the first statement is basically Netflix is upset that everybody is using everybody else's login on Netflix. And then the next day we found out that Netflix says that they're losing money too. So naturally this goes hand in hand. Netflix needs to make more money, Davis. Netflix has got to stop the 5, 6, 7 people all sharing the same account, using it at the same time. And this is pretty prevalent, without a doubt. I, of course, know people that use this. Now, we're doing this for fantasy reality, so I'll have my answer coming up. But I will ask you, Davis, to start. Fantasy reality that you use, and don't, and please, Netflix, do not go after Davis Matic. He's very innocent in this. So we're just going to say hypothetically. Davis, you use somebody else's Netflix login. Is this fantasy or reality?
I paid for Netflix for a long time. Like, I was the guy in our college house when I lived with all my buddies. I was the one who paid for Netflix. When we left college, we all lived in a house together. I was the one who paid for it. When I moved in with my partner now, it was my name, my credit card, I paid for it. Then they raised the price to $12.99, and I was like, yeah, whatever, it's fine. I still watch it. We'll keep it. Then I get the email that they're raising the price to $19.99, and I'm like, you know what? No, I'm out. Not doing it. Not paying $19.99 for okay programming, right? It's like when Netflix had all of the syndicated programming, when you could watch, you know, The Office and Parks and Rec and Bob's Burgers, like when you could get it all on there, I would have paid $20 for that service, right? Syndicated programming plus the original Netflix programming. Now, most of what you get with Netflix is original programming, true crime documentaries, whatever. No, not doing it. So I don't pay for it anymore. I canceled it. Netflix, if you're listening, I do absolutely steal the password. 100%. Don't pay for it. Still have it. Still logged in on our Apple TV upstairs. And I don't feel bad about it because $19.99 is too much for the value proposition that you are offering. So reality, I do use someone else's.
Yeah, it is fascinating when you think, Davis, 5 years ago, the only streaming source that you had was Netflix. So yep. It was worth whatever they would have charged. But naturally, everybody caught on and they're like, whoa, Netflix is making all this money. Let me do Apple TV. Let me do Peacock TV. Let me do Universal, all of those things. And that definitely reduced the quality of Netflix for sure. But to answer the question of fantasy reality, you, meaning me, use somebody else's Netflix login. That is a fantasy. I'm a grown man. I'm going to get Netflix. I'm going to ride it out for the $20. I will say this. That I have a credit card, Davis, that gives me my money back every month for having Netflix. So I don't pay for it. So it's $19.99. As soon as they bill me, I get the credit right back onto my credit card. It's a crypto card, actually. So I don't use somebody else's login for this. And I do believe that applies also to Disney. I've told the story about the hacker who has my login for Disney. I pay for it. He has that. I'm pretty sure I have all of my logins. The only one that I do share is the Peacock one because I think somebody in my family got that for free and sent it to us. But beyond that, I pay for it. But then I really don't because I get the money back anyway. I don't know how.
During the Right Rug Flooring Anniversary Sale, we're celebrating 91 years of the guaranteed lowest prices with beautiful carpet with a lifetime stain warranty starting at $219 a square foot installed with pad. And luxury vinyl starts at $399 a square foot installed. Unbeatable prices and 24-month special financing available with approved credit. Schedule a free in-home appointment with our flooring experts at RITERUG.com. Right Rug Flooring's Anniversary Sale.
Coda salutes those who served. Veterans ride free Tuesday, November 11th. And every other day of the year, our veterans and active duty military personnel get a 50% discount on all fares. It's all part of Coda's ongoing commitment to show appreciation for your selfless service. To ride at no cost on fixed routes, tell your bus operator that you're a veteran or use code VET2025 in the app to use Coda Plus. Veterans ride free on Tuesday, November 11th for Veterans Day. Veterans get a 50% discount every day on Coda. Plan your ride and learn more at coda.com/trip planner.
Cleveland is where the urban meets the outdoors, where cultural celebrations meet rabid sports fans meet the symphony, where nobody goes hungry and everybody loves music. Fueled by passion, we are the land for life. From rich history to hidden gems, the Legends of the Land podcast shares the real stories from real Clevelanders that shape the city. From iconic chefs to grassroots changemakers, sports heroes to creative visionaries, learn why living all out is in Cleveland's DNA. Go to thisisCLE.com/podcast.
I would feel about that if I didn't. We'll address that in the future. Sports Grid 60s.
Great.
SportsGrid.com. Betting insights and entertainment at your fingertips 24-7 as our team covers the most important topics in sports wagering. Real-time odds, predictive betting models, expert picks, and more. Want the edge? Then get on the grid. SportsGrid.com.
Welcome back to Fantasy Sports. Today we got Newswire coming up 2 o'clock Eastern. Hopefully you will be able to join us. We'll review everything going on in the world of sports wagering and our first dive into boxing on the show today. So excited to do that with you guys. That's 2 o'clock Eastern. All right, let's turn it over to Davis. He's got a busy weekend ahead of him, but he can't leave us until he gives us his Sports Grid 60.
You know, it's kind of to that point of the year where the amount of sports going on in a Saturday is like completely overwhelming. It's to the point to where I'm like a little bit thankful that I'm not really that interested in the golf event this week. They do the team event down in at the Zurich Classic, which is like fine, but I mean, we have baseball going on, huge NBA playoff games. They start them at the right time, so they're on all day. Craig mentioned the boxing. Of course, we have the soccer games going on. Like, pretty much if you wanted to, you could just be in a comatose state on your couch from about 8 a.m. to 11 p.m. watching some high leverage, very important sports. So, you know, everyone rest up, you know, drink your water, take your vitamins, because we have a big weekend of professional sports ahead of us. I hope everyone's ready.
Yep, I got a lot on my plate as well. All right, I talked earlier in the show a little bit about Marlins infielder Jazz Chisholm Jr., who is arguably one of the most exciting players in Major League Baseball. But in all of my life of covering baseball, there is very few times where I just literally don't know how to cover a Major League player, meaning like social media inbounds, is it out of bounds, like things I hear, things I see. Like, it has been such a difficult dynamic to find such a exciting player that plays Major League Baseball, but basically every day of this guy's career there's something happening that makes everybody say wow and whoa. So bizarre. I'll figure it out. That'll do it for the week of shows. Thanks again to LTN and, of course, to Danny and Ryan on the graphics. For Brett Levy and Davis Maddock, I'm Craig Mish. Hope you have a great weekend. I'll see you at 2 o'clock.
During the Right Rug Flooring Anniversary Sale, we're celebrating 91 years of the guaranteed lowest prices. With beautiful carpet with a lifetime stain warranty starting at $219 a square foot installed with pad. And luxury vinyl starts at $399 a square foot installed. Unbeatable prices and 24-month special financing available with approved credit. Schedule a free in-home appointment with our flooring experts at RITERUG.com. Right Rug Flooring's Anniversary Sale.
Right.
It's almost Election Day, Central Ohio, and your voice matters. On Tuesday, November 4th, COTA is making it easier to get to the polls with free rides all day long on all services. No fare, no hassle. Just hop on board on Tuesday, November 4th for an easy way to cast your vote. Whether you're taking the bus, COTA Mainstream, or COTA Plus, your ride is on us. Let's roll to the polls together. Plan your trip on the transit app or at coda.com.
Cleveland is where the urban meets the outdoors, where cultural celebrations meet rabid sports fans meet the symphony, where nobody goes hungry and everybody loves music. Fueled by passion, we are the land for life. From rich history to hidden gems, the Legends of the Land podcast shares the real stories from real Clevelanders that shape the city. From iconic chefs to grassroots changemakers, sports heroes to creative visionaries, learn why living all out is in Cleveland's DNA. Go to thisisCLE.com/podcast.